Ministries,
KingMind.org,
the Spirit of Revelation.
Jesus' teaching ministry was marked by establishing God as the supreme interpreter of the Holy Scriptures. As we study Jesus' ministry, it began in the temple receiving the scroll of the prophet Isaiah and ended in the temple being questioned by the chief priests and elders about his ecclesiastical endorser and the soundness of interpreting the law. Today, Bible scholar and prophecy teacher Charles T. Walker teaches us that biblical authority is from God, and it has power to correct church leaders, moreover, church traditions that are not equal to biblical scripture. And now, we tune in to Charles T. Walker on the actions of Jesus' authority.
I'd like to talk to you today about the meaning of Jesus' authority as we find in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 21, verse 23, it reads, Jesus entered the temple courts, and while he was teaching, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him. By what authority are you doing these things? They asked, and who gave you this authority? Jesus responded, I will also ask you one question. If you answer me, I will tell you by what authority I am doing these things. John's baptism, where did it come from? Was it from heaven or of human origin? As we look in the Gospel of Matthew, this is Jesus' last week before he is to be executed on the cross at Calvary. If we look in the Gospel of Luke, we find in the beginning Jesus establishes himself in the temple by receiving the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. And when he read the prophet Isaiah, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of the sight for the blind and to set the oppressed free and to proclaim the year of God's favor. When Jesus rolled up the scroll, he gave it back to the attendants and sat down, and the eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began saying to them, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. So if we look in the life of Jesus' ministry, in the beginning, he establishes himself in the temple. And at the end of his life during Holy Week, he establishes himself again in the temple. What was Jesus doing? He was reestablishing biblical authority that was so different from the chief priests and the elders' traditions. I like to talk to you that about biblical authority. Jesus has reestablished it because he himself was the authority from the beginning. Biblical authority are the doctrines that we use out of the Old and the New Testament. They are the words of Scripture that governs our lives, that governs our behavior as Christians. And Bible authority, what the Bible says, it holds sway, it holds authority over all human beings, all souls, because it will give us in the end, or we give an accountability in the end of our behavior, of what we've done on this life. So it is not flawed. It is inspired by God himself. If you can recall in Exodus, the 31st chapter, these words were given to Moses on the Mount Sinai. It was two stone tablets. They were the Ten Commandments that govern their lives as they traveled through the wilderness onto the promised land. The Lord had spoke to Moses on Mount Sinai, and he told them that these two stone tablets of the covenant I'm giving you, he says, teach it, interpret it to the people, and give it to them. And it was written by the finger of God. Therefore, the law of God, or biblical authority that Jesus was establishing, it has jurisdiction on how we are to relate to God and how we are to relate in communities with others. the scripture also has power over us as leaders and our church traditions. If you can recall that the Apostle Paul had to confront Peter because he was in the wrong about how he treated the Gentiles, he had to tell him in Galatians chapter 2, he says, "Peter, the word of God, the grace of God, the forgiveness of God in our salvation governs us to be qualified as Christians." They were trying to make the Gentiles perform circumcision to be included into the Christian community. So therefore, we see that the authority of God's holy word determined the outcome in this Jerusalem council, that Gentiles do not have to practice the tradition of circumcision. So the authority of the scriptures set the tone for the early church apostles to abide by and how they are to conduct themselves in the Christian church. There has been one of the prime issues that began the Protestant Reformation is that the Catholic Church held church tradition to be the ultimate power of authority to decide on biblical matters. The church's tradition, I must say, is not an equal authority to the scriptures. As can be inferred in our text today, this group, the chief priests and the elders, were extremely traditional in their ministry practice. Paul, at one time prior, insisted on this form of spirituality. In Galatians chapter 1, he says, "I was more exceedingly zealous for the traditions of my fathers rather than on the grace and the mercy and the inerrant, flawless, inspired word of God." So this group, the chief priests and the elders, they added on spiritual practices over the practice of the literal word of God. For example, they were highly ceremonial in their practice of spiritual discipline, which they call righteous and holy living. And it had nothing to do with the grace and the mercies and the forgiveness of God. They washed their hands in a ceremonial fashion before they ate. If they went outside or to the marketplace and came back home, they would wash their whole bodies before they will sit down and eat. And every time they would use any kind of utensil to eat, they would wash that as well. They usurped the supreme goodness and grace of God for these idiotic practices. This is the same group that scoped out and that scouted out Jesus's disciples walking through the wheat fields, and they were eating the wheat kernels. They said, or confronted Jesus and said, "How come your disciples don't wash their hands before they eat anything?" They were stuck on their own church traditions that did not hold equal authority to Scripture. Scripture alone, biblical authority alone, Jesus' words alone is the authority. Him being the incarnated Son of God, He is the supreme authority. This group, in other words, were saying to Jesus, "What jurisdiction are you under? What ecclesiastical endorser are you under? What credentials do you hold to teach the people your words of interpreted scripture?" So as we see in the Gospel of Matthew, he begins to paint a scenario through the life of a non-credentialed carpenter who shows us that character influences one's position to possess authentic authority. If we relied on biblical authority, it solves the question about Jesus' activity of teaching, for he is the lawgiver at Mount Sinai. Given the fact that Jesus is God incarnate, establishes his authority on earth. Remember in John chapter 1, he said, "The word became flesh and dwelt among us." With this understanding, there is no need to satisfy this questioner or this elder. I want to say this, and I want you to hold this as important. Holding a position of leadership does not mean you have authority if your character is in question. People won't listen to you if you're not moral, regardless of your position. Character influence has authority. Now, the question asked by these chief priests and elders are similar to some of the long-held leader positions that people are in today. They get testy with others being placed in a gift area position. It is obvious that this group is an ordaining body, much similar to these church organizations and ordaining bodies of today. It is important that their ordaining bodies have proof of one's credentials and certifications in order to perform any ministry work. Acquiring these credentials proves to those who are teaching scripture that they are teaching sound doctrine and that it's not going to be false. So don't get me wrong, biblical authority is a biblical authority, but you do have to have credentials as it authenticates your specific authority to teach scripture. Listeners, in Matthew's gospel, Jesus' last act of public ministry was teaching in the temple. It was a declaration to say, his word holds authority alone as the incarnated Son of God and not the traditions of the chief priests and elders.
Kingdom Mind Ministries.
KingMind.org.
Spirit.